vaping products at the state's three public universities. Currently, the use and sale of tobacco products is prohibited on campuses, but vaping is still allowed. This student says he'd be fine if they just banned it altogether.
I think it's a good thing. Students are spending a lot of money on it, and there's really no benefits to it.
If you're listening in the New York City area and you are going to be heading to Newark Airport for a flight today, be advised power problems in Terminal B are causing big delays, and you're urged to call ahead and allow for extra travel time. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Former President Barack Obama says Democrats need to, in his words, chill out about the differences between the 2020 presidential candidates and focus on beating President Trump. Obama was speaking at a fundraiser last night in California, and he said Democrats are not going to win just by increasing turnout among people who already agree with them. He says the choice in 2020 is so stark, he doesn't care if voters don't agree with the eventual Democratic nominee on every issue. Facebook is considering changing its political ad policy to address increasing criticism. The Wall Street Journal says the social network is considering raising the minimum number of people targeted in political ads to the thousands instead of 100. It's believed that misinformation spreads by targeting very narrow audiences. Country star Sam Hunt has been arrested for DUI. A Tennessee police report that the 34-year-old singer was driving the wrong way down a road in East Nashville before he was pulled over by police early yesterday. The report also notes that there were two empty beer cans in his vehicle, and a sobriety test showed his blood alcohol content was 0.17. Hunt has a January court appearance now. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with weather that's going to be in the 50s, a chance of showers mainly between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 53. Southwesterly winds will be between 9 and 14 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 27. West winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. Sunny with a high near 47. Calm winds becoming westerly around 6 miles per hour. Saturday rain, low around 36. Calm winds. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch are possible. On Sunday, we have rain likely mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 47. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. Monday, start your work week before the holidays, mostly sunny skies, a high near 50, and Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 32.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, host of your show, and right before the Thanksgiving holiday, happy to start talking about things that really matter the most to Hunterdon Helpline and our Hands Across Hunterdon show, and that's people. And what better way to discuss that when we have some bad weather on its way because of winter time. So we're going to definitely, hopefully, give you some pointers as to how you can help yourself, how you can prepare for the winter, but also very important, how you can prepare for seniors, vulnerable populations, the homeless. We get many calls about people seeing other folks on the street, and especially in bad weather. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break and come back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we're back. Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here every Friday morning. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. And First Assist, your first call for help for 50 years this year. We've just celebrated our 50th anniversary at a wonderful gala, and we're able to give some awards out to people who have made a difference. Our Hands Across Hunterdon Awards went to Senator Kip Bateman, Hunterdon County Freeholder Suzanne Legay, Father Harry Mazuzian of One Voice, and Martin Resnick of the Flemington Department Store. And it was a wonderful, wonderful evening. Most importantly, we had a speaker, Ron Hall, who is the author of both the book and movie, Same Kind of Different as Me, and his experience with a homeless person who really changed his life. And so, as I said before the break, we're going to talk about the weather, how you can prepare for it, etc. What does that have to do with the homeless? What does that have to do with vulnerable populations? Well, you know, we talk about vulnerable populations and mostly about people who are below the poverty line, people who, excuse me, are going to be financially strapped, lose their electricity because they can't pay their bills, people who are unable to get around, persons with disabilities. But when we think about it, who will be vulnerable when winter really truly hits us? We've had a taste of it already in November, but when the weather hits during winter, who are our most vulnerable? And certainly, let's begin with our senior population. Hunterdon Helpline has a very large division of senior programs and programs for persons with disabilities. We are funded by the county's Office on Aging, which receives its funds from the Older Americans Act, the federal government, that it's kind of trickles down to the state and then to the county, et cetera, because there's an understanding. And if you read the Older Americans Act, by the way, it's quite lengthy but quite interesting. We are concerned as Americans about our seniors. And not only are we concerned about them, but we want them to live comfortably and safely. And that means that they can have choices, too, because all of us want to live in the residence of our choice. So part of that Older Americans Act is trying to find ways where someone can make the decision to stay in their house or in their apartment, where they're used to, where they may have lived for 30 years or more. But do so comfortably and, most importantly, safely, and certainly with monitoring and with added assistance. So Hunterdon Helpline has two programs, Telephone Reassurance and the Friendly Visitor Program, that enables somebody to make that choice. I'm going to stay in my home, but I know that I do need somebody who's checking in on me. I do need someone who can tell me when inclement weather is coming and when I need to maybe crank up the heat or perhaps store some food should we have a storm and I can't get out or someone can't come to me. The Telephone Reassurance Program calls seniors about once or several times a day. It really depends upon the senior. And we make about 65 calls a day between 8 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. And that could be just a socialization call, just to say, hey, somebody's thinking about you, how's your day going, somebody cares about you, which, believe me, makes a very big difference in a person's life. We are herd animals. I say this a lot on the air all the time. And we enjoy the company of others. But more importantly, the company of others is important to our health, both mentally and physically. And I put an emphasis on physically because people always feel it's about mental health, but it actually helps your physical health as well. And there have been studies that prove that. So our calls generally start with the socialization. Then they go to medication reminders, food reminders, change the battery in your lifeline. We all know what that lifeline is, regardless of what the company brand calls it. Hangs around your neck, the I've fallen and can't get up, little electronic device. But guess what? It doesn't operate solely by itself. It needs human intervention. The batteries have to change, etc. So we give reminders about that as well. It's a really important service, and we have literally saved lives. We speak to these folks many times during the day, some of them for years now, and we can discern that they are going into crisis. We've identified strokes, heart attacks, diabetic crashes, and have been able to go into emergency mode and get them emergency assistance. Friendly Visitor Program is when we match an adult volunteer with one of our seniors, and it's a friendly visit. It could be once, several times a week, and we match people according to their preferences, their hobbies, their likes, and etc. And it is just a social visit. The volunteer is not required to do anything else other than have a wonderfully rewarding social visit with their friend. But they also are boots on the ground, and they're the eyes and the ears. So if they do see that the person is deteriorating, if the apartment is deteriorating, they can get back to Helpline, and we go into social service mode to provide assistance. So those are two of the things that we have under the umbrella of seniors and persons with disabilities. But it is exceptionally important when we're looking at wintertime, because now we can help these folks prepare. We can say, you know, it's going to be 50 degrees today, but tomorrow it's plummeting down to 30. So how can we help you prepare for that? We're going to take a short break, come back with our tips and pointers for winter preparation for our vulnerable populations.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. We are Hunterdon Helpline First Assist, your first call for help for any problem, whether it's mental health, whether it's emergency assistance for housing, shelter, whether it's senior programs and services to help you age in place. Whatever the need, 24/7, we are there at your phone line, ready to assist you. We're also on Facebook if you're going to reach out via Facebook or email at info@helplinehc.org. But the best way is to just pick up the phone, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And again, we have other programs and services besides our 24/7 hotline, and you can find out about those services and how you can volunteer as well at www.helplinehc.org. That's www.helplinehc.org. And we've been talking about vulnerable populations in wintertime. What are the tips that we can give for people to prepare for winter? We've seen a couple of days already where the temperatures have been more than frigid. And we certainly are just at the doorstep of winter. In fact, we haven't switched over from fall. We haven't gotten to December 21st yet. And already, like I said, we're seeing some really low temperatures. So we've been talking about seniors, the two programs we have, Telephone Reassurance and Friendly Visitor. And what we try to do for our seniors is, first of all, give them advance notice. Technology is such, meteorology is such these days that we can give a forecast even almost a week in advance. It's not always accurate, but for the most part, it is. And we can say, you know, we've got a cold spell coming. We've got a snowstorm coming, rain, hail, you name it. What can we do? Are you prepared? Is your heat on? Is it high enough? Are you charging your cell phones? And if you have the internet, are you charging your laptop, your iPads, etc.? Just in case you need to be able to reach out should you lose electricity. Are you preparing to have food in the house? Something that you can eat whether your electricity goes off or not. But if it's a couple of days and you can't get out of the house, do you have food ready and available so that, again, you have sustenance and you can literally weather the storm? Blankets. We received a call last year by a family who was definitely struggling with finances, and they didn't want to turn up the heat in the wintertime. And they requested that we provide them with blankets and sweaters so that they can keep the heat low, not so that it was detrimental, but low enough that an extra blanket would take care of them at night and they would not have to incur the additional cost with their electric bill. I thought that was extremely smart of them, and it was interesting because around this time we ask for holiday gifts, and while that's very important for people to enjoy the holidays like their neighbors, this family didn't want holiday gifts. They said this is what they really needed, and they would be appreciative if we could find them blankets. And people just came to the office with bags of blankets. It was wonderful because we could also give them to other people as well. The other thing with seniors and persons with disabilities, if they have a two-story apartment or house, they should know that they should prepare to be on the lower level, the first floor level, in a crisis, in a storm, etc., so that if the lights go out, they do not have to navigate from upstairs to downstairs in the dark, and that everything is readily accessible. They can reach their food, they can reach their electronics, etc., and not have to worry about going up and down the stairs. People forget about that. They think, okay, I've got my blankets, everything else, I'm upstairs. But again, what happens if you have to get up and go to the bathroom and it's pitch dark because the lights are out? So we always try to emphasize that. If you feel as though we're going to have a storm-related crisis, make sure that there's a place for you on the first floor to go to sleep and be comfortable in, so that you don't have to navigate stairs, etc., in the dark without electricity. Very, very important. Also, we are registering folks for Citizen Alert and Register Ready. If they cannot do it themselves, do not have access to the internet. Citizen Alert is when, and many of you may have signed up for it already, and I certainly encourage you to do so. If there's an outage, if there's a crisis, if there's a disaster, you will get a notification on the electronic mechanism of your choice, whether it be your cell phone, your landline, your email, and it will say, storm is coming, this is what you should do, what have you. It'll give you updates. Register Ready is for persons with disabilities so that they can be readily identified in a crisis, such as the ones that I've already mentioned. So, say a telephone pole or an electric pole goes down in their neighborhood, which prevents people from having ingress and egress to their driveways, etc., because it's across the road, it took down some trees, what have you. The Office of Emergency Management is able to identify if somebody is in special need when that happens. So they can say, you know what, we can ask people to evacuate, but there's going to be these two people who live on such and such lane or road or avenue that are not going to be able to get out, so we need to go and assist them. So we will register folks who cannot do it themselves. In fact, I will be attending a Register Ready webinar to learn exactly how the new procedure is, to make sure that we do it properly and that the folks we know are identified, because again, we have a robust clientele of seniors and persons with disabilities. But that does not prevent you, if you're listening and not a client or know someone who is not a client, to call us and say, could you do this for me? And of course, that number would be 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Both these services are extremely, extremely important. 2 marches ago, March 2018, we had a series of storms. JCP&L went out, and it was almost as bad as Superstorm Sandy. We were able to make sure that we were connected to these vulnerable populations and gave them day-to-day information, and also they received the alerts, and those alerts contained information about Helpline, so that if they had a need, they could call Helpline, and the true emergencies that required police, ambulance, fire truck, etc., would be taken by the Office of Emergency Management, but we would divert the other calls, which were important, very important calls, but we would be able to answer them without involving our first responders in the area. And that was cited as being very beneficial at that time. So that's what we do at Helpline. That's why we have First Assist, to help daily, 365 days of the year, 24/7, and we're there for you. And in addition, during crisis and disaster, very, very important. So if you know of a senior or a person with a disability, it could be a family member, it could be a colleague, it could be your next door neighbor. And I do encourage neighbors to know who your neighbors are, because you may never see someone who's been living down the street from you and might be a senior with some vulnerabilities and would appreciate your help, not even just in a crisis or disaster, but just to be checked in on occasion. But if you know of someone who is in need like this or who could benefit by being registered with Citizen Alert or Register Ready, or just with us, with one of our programs, please give us a call. Or if they can, have them give us a call, and we would be happy to register them for any of our programs. Always better when we talk about preparation for something like this, particularly the winter time. Do this now. Don't wait till it's upon us. Do it now so everybody is truly prepared. Doing it in the moment of a crisis is not preparation. And so I really, truly encourage you to please reach out to us, or have the people that you know who might need these services reach out to us. And that, again, is 908-782-4357. And we're going to take a short break now, come back, and talk about some other vulnerable populations and what you can do.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up the public hearings on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump for now, with no further hearings on the schedule, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not ruled out the possibility of more closed-door depositions and perhaps even more public hearings after that. President Trump calling the revelation that an FBI official is being investigated for changing records just the beginning. The president saying on Fox and Friends this morning that by the time it's over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. There are reports that the Justice Department's investigation discovered that someone changed records related to the surveillance of the Trump campaign. Stocks higher this morning so far after the president says a new deal trade-wise with China seems to be close. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with a chance of showers, mainly between 10 and 3 p.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 53. Southwesterly winds between 9 and 14 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch are possible. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 27. West winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, sunny skies with a high near 47. Calm winds becoming westerly around 6 miles per hour. Saturday night rain, low around 36. Calm winds. The chance of precipitation is 90%. On Sunday, we have rain likely mainly before 10 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 47. Northeasterly winds will be between 5 and 10 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 60%. Sunday night, partly cloudy, with a low around 31. On Monday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 50. Monday evening, partly cloudy, with a low around 32. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here on the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio, the voice of business. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show, if you're just tuning in. And we've been talking about preparing for the winter for vulnerable populations. Very important. We were talking about seniors and persons with disabilities. I'd like to move a little outside of that. I say outside of that because I'm about to talk about our homeless population here in Hunterdon County. And I will tell you that they also fall into our senior population and our population of persons with disabilities. The majority of our homeless folks in Hunterdon County are over 60. Some do have disabilities, and we are in constant contact with, we'd like to think, most of them, but unfortunately, this population likes to stay under the radar, and it's often difficult to provide assistance to such folks. I will say, however, that we get a lot of calls from people who can see someone on the street or behind a building or in the woods, and they're very concerned and they want us to know about that person. We don't want those calls to stop coming. Please call us. As I've said before, our phone number is 908-782-4357. However, please know that when you see somebody, 9 out of 10 times, we have already connected with them. And sometimes it is very difficult to provide services for that individual. Many of our individuals, as I said, have disabilities. Many of them have or struggle with mental health issues, and so they may not be ready to receive help. They might not see it as help. They may be so entrenched in the culture now of homelessness, having been homeless for 5 or even 10 years, and sometimes it's difficult for us to reach out to them and to make that connection and say, wait a second, we do have opportunities for you. We can hopefully get you off the street. The problem with providing that connection, oftentimes, if they are eligible for services, say through social services or another agency that may have a voucher for housing, is that they don't have the documents that they need, that they have to provide in order to get that apartment voucher, in order to get SSI or SSD. Because think about it. You know, they're on the street. They don't have a file cabinet, as most of us have at home, where we store all these important documents. And our job through our new The Next Door program is to literally take them through that next door, that come into our door, and we'll work with social services, and we'll work with alternatives, and we will work with Bridgeway so that we provide you with the assistance you need to get those documentation or that documentation that will allow you to get a voucher or will assist you with getting SSD and some income that would certainly help with housing. This has been extremely successful. We're very proud of this. We've taken our emergency assistance 24/7 for the homeless to connect them with shelter, to connect them with resources, etc., to the next level. And so with the Next Door program, which started in January, we were able to get people off the street, 3 chronically homeless people, very successfully off the street when they had tried and tried and tried, and other agencies had tried, but we weren't talking together, we weren't connecting, we weren't giving the resources we need so that we could connect those dots together. So now, with the Next Door program at Hunter and Helpline's offices, we have those agencies coming in, meeting with our clients, and we sit down and we make sure that they get the wraparound services that they need. They also have access to our computers and other resources while they're there so that they can find the documentation that they need. And if they can't, we assist them, show them how to do it. And like I said, it's been very successful so far, and we're trying to expand that program. Expand our funding for that program so 3 becomes 6 and 6 becomes 12, etc. But in the meantime, as we face winter, and this is what the show is about, we have folks who are on the street and are not eligible for emergency housing. And so when the temps go down to 20 degrees, what do they do? How will they receive assistance? So they can call Helpline. We can direct them to whoever's coordinating shelter at that time, whether it's us or 211. But they need to have a place to go. And most recently, some of the avenues that we have used in Somerset and Hunterdon County have been full. And people have called, and we've had no place to put them, which is a horrible thing when you answer the phone and say, I've tried, I can't find a place. So again, Hunterdon Helpline is trying to fix that. We're trying to expand physically to accommodate that. We're hoping that local government will work with us so that, again, we can fill that gap. because it's going to be very important this winter that folks are able to find a place to come in out of the cold. So, a couple of tips for preparation. If you come across someone who's homeless, the very first thing that needs to happen is that they call early in the day. All of the agencies, particularly Hunter and Helpline, we are monitoring the weather all day long. As soon as October comes, it's every single day we print out the weather for the National Weather Service, because we want to see when our clients are going to be vulnerable, when they're not going to be able to be out there in the elements. Personally, they shouldn't be out there in the elements at all. But clearly, there's a big difference between being out there in 50, 60 degree weather and being out there in 20, 30 degree weather. So if you see somebody, the first thing is to encourage them to call us. During the day, we can tell them what the warming centers are in their area. We have a list of that. There are various places that are open from 9, 10 o'clock till about 5 o'clock, and they can at least come in out of the cold during the day. But to call early also gets them on the list, if you will, identifies them so that if what's called a code blue is called, which means that the temperatures have reached a point where the agencies are trying, social services is trying to house these folks. Not that they don't try with other means, but again, when we're talking just about inclement weather, then we can have time to find resources for them, places for them to go. If they call at 10 o'clock and Helpline answers the phone, by 10 o'clock we may have resources that are already full. So calling early is important. Calling before the inclement weather starts to identify themselves as somebody who is homeless gets them into our programs, so that we can work with them for a long-term solution, not just a short-term solution. And then when inclement weather or a crisis or a disaster comes, we're able to reach out to them and say, hey, it's coming. The same way that I described before for our seniors and persons with disabilities. And we do that. We have clients, we know their cell phones, what have you, and we can reach them and say, hey, it's coming. You need to find a way to come in out of the cold. One of the other programs that we have, which is especially important during the winter time, is that we provide a bagged bagel breakfast Sunday mornings. We go out, find our homeless clients when we know where they are at, and provide them with this. A shout out to ShopRite of Flemington that helps fund this. This is extremely important, particularly when it's winter time. It's one thing to be hungry in 75, 80 degree weather, but when you're sitting there shivering and expending all that energy, you need to eat something for sure. And this is a program we started because Sunday mornings the food pantries are not open, and again, don't we want to eat every day of the week? So again, for preparation, if you're homeless and listening to this, or if you know somebody who is homeless, please, please, please call in as soon as you can to Helpline, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. And we're going to take a short break and come back and continue our tips for winter preparation for vulnerable populations.
Hello. Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show. I'm Susan Lax, host of this show, and we have been talking today about winter preparation for vulnerable populations. Our first segment was about seniors and persons with disabilities. Second segment was about our homeless clientele here in Hunterdon County. And our third segment is going to be about our immigrant population, folks who may not be able to access such resources, may not be able to read the flyers, may not be able to know where to go on the internet because their first language is other than English. So we have a community translation center. This started about, I think it's at least 15 years ago, where we were funded by the county to have a person employed who spoke Spanish and could answer the Spanish hotline, which we have had for quite some time. And that worked very well so that we could, in fact, answer the questions of people whose first language was Spanish. But about 7 years ago, we looked at the lay of the land, and yes, we have a wonderful, robust Latino population here in Hunterdon County. But suddenly, we were also seeing our population grow with Asians, with Africans, Mediterranean immigrants from Russia. So we said, wait a second, there are other people who also need these services. So our community translation center has now transformed into a wonderful cadre of volunteers who are able to translate, have a conversation, whether over the phone, in our office, with documents, go to the physician's office with someone, go to the motor vehicle's office with somebody, and get the information that they need in the language that they're comfortable with. These translators, like I said, are volunteers. They are not UN certified volunteers by any means. Although we do have one of our volunteers who did take the translation course through Huntington Healthcare System, so she's certified through them. But these are people who not just can speak the language and read the language and write the language, but they understand the culture of the person that they're talking to. And while many organizations use the wonderful language line, it's a little bit different when you have somebody who is there with you, understanding your culture right in front of you, conversing, as opposed to being on the telephone with someone. So a little less cumbersome, a little more familiar, and certainly very user-friendly. So we have volunteers, bless their hearts, who speak Spanish, obviously Portuguese, Russian, French, all the Mediterranean languages, Swahili, Hindi, Tagalog. The list goes on and on. And we're very, very proud of our volunteers who we can call pretty much at a moment's notice. We may have to make an appointment. But again, in preparation for winter, to reach out to our clients who aren't accessing the information that our English-speaking clients are accessing, who don't know where to go, who are receiving information in their child's backpack and cannot read it. This translation center under the auspices of Huntington Helpline is so, so important. And so I beseech you, good word, if you know someone who is in need of this, if you're a teacher, if you're a doctor, if you're a government agency, if you're a nonprofit, and you know of clients who are just unable to decipher the information that is out there regarding winter news, inclement weather, crisis, disaster, what have you, that you do call us and tell us about that person, and we will have somebody get on the line or reach out to them to discern what their needs are, to answer their questions, to give them as much information as we possibly can, and to stay in touch with them. One thing about Huntington Helpline, its first assist program, which has been that 24/7, 365 days of the year information hotline, and linkage to services and programs, is that we are here all the time and we will follow up. We do case management. We don't just give you a phone number. We don't just say call here and hang up the phone. We are interested in not only doing the short-term solution, but providing you with your long-term solution options. And that's what makes us different than a Google. That's what makes us different than a phone directory. That's what makes us different from other statewide agencies that might answer the call but give you a phone number and don't follow through, particularly for our residents in Huntington County where our headquarters are. We don't have an office in another county. Our folks, our community resource specialists, are very much aware not only of the programs and services, but the people who run the programs and services, how we reach out directly to the people in the other office. Hi, Pam. Do you have this program still? Is it up and running? Is my client eligible? Hey, John, I was at a meeting with you the other day, and you said you had this really incredible program, an outpatient program for people in recovery. How does that work? Can my client call you? This is what we do, again, 24/7, 365 days. We're not just a telephone number, Google. It's way beyond information and referral. It's case management. And then, like I said, we work with the other agencies, even invite them into our offices so that they can meet with the clients. So very, very important. And we, again, want to connect folks with these services. So if you know of someone whose first language is other than English, please give us a call. Ask them to give us a call. We will connect them with the appropriate translator to find out what their needs are, get them connected with any emergency services they might need, particularly give them information on how to prepare for the upcoming winter. So Huntington Helpline, as I've been saying throughout this segment, has been really not just the 24/7, but has constantly been filling in gaps in our community where we saw there was a need. And so we have a literacy services for adult learners to learn English. We have a work and activity program. We have our senior programs that we've talked about. But we also collaborate with other agencies to bring information to the fore. And one of the things that's coming up, which I'm very excited about, on Thursday, December 5th at 7 p.m. at Huntington Central, is an event called Angst, Raising Awareness Around Anxiety. And we are incredibly fortunate to be one of the sponsors for this. And it is being coordinated by the Raritan Learning Cooperative, as well as the other sponsors. And that includes us, Huntington Healthcare, the Lotus School of Liberal Arts, Safe Harbor Child Access Centers, Huntington Central Education Association, and Love Flemington, Flemington Community Partnership. This is, again, December 5th at 7 p.m. at Huntington Central. You can call Helpline for more information at 908-782-4357, or, as I said, for any winter preparation, registration, 908-782-4357. These programs and events that we have, we've got one with our anti-stigma committee that's through the Huntington County Mental Health, 10 to 2 at the Huntington County Complex. It's a pancake breakfast for the holidays, and that is going to be a fantastic event this Sunday. Like I said, at it's free activities for the kids, pancakes at the Huntington County Route 12 Complex, 10 to 2. So join us for that, and please come out for the anxiety panel discussion, because our kids are really going through quite a bit in this day and age, and we want to, again, provide you with the information and resources you need to have a healthy and happy life. Thank you for tuning in to Hands Across Huntington. We appreciate it, and we hope we've been of some help. Have a great day.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the U.S. Justice Department is investigating someone who changed records related to the surveillance of the Donald Trump campaign. Now, the president says the revelation that that FBI official is being investigated is only the beginning.
What you're going to see, I predict, will be perhaps the biggest scandal in the history of our country, political scandal.
The president speaking there on Fox and Friends and saying by the time it's all over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. He says AG Bill Barr would get to the bottom of it and added, if Barr had been the attorney general from the start, the Russia probe would probably never have happened. A spacewalk continues at the International Space Station. Two astronauts trying to fix a cosmic ray detector. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots.